transmission.
Okie dokily. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and it rained all day. Not only is it 1930 UTC, it's almost 1930 local time, and I'm outside. Actually, I'm in my car at Harenhaven, now getting out. The first thing I noticed is that the parking lot has been redone. Somebody came in here and dumped a couple of tons of limestone aggregate and plowed it all out, and we got fresh rocks in the parking lot. Hooray! And over here, hello, Mr. Bun. It's a baby bun. Over here, 4 meters from my car, is a little baby bunny just right outside the butterfly garden. I'm walking up to him. Hi, Mr. Bun. Oh, as soon as I said hi, he went over into the little bushes. All right, so what was I talking about? Yeah, it rained. It rained all day, and I was hoping it would stop so I could come out here and do some, you know, cool looking for dudes stuff. And so that's what we're doing. It's not quite golden hour, but it's close enough. I was going to wait a little bit longer, but then I thought, no, I really want to go out. I really want to go out. And it's fairly cool. Sun's going down. It's about 72 degrees Fahrenheit. If you have an IQ over 80, that's 23 degrees. 23 degrees for civilized people. And I'm walking around to the dragonfly pond. It's a little high. And there's a frog on the log. And as I walk into the forest, I notice that there are leaves down, which is to be expected after a rain. As I was driving through my neighborhood to get here, oh, damn it, I just remembered I forgot my camera. I had it sitting on the counter and everything, and I forgot to grab it. You know, I was sitting there going, oh, I don't think, I was debating whether or not I need my sunglasses or not, standing there in front of the counter with my wallet and my keys going, do I need my sunglasses? You know, the phone, the camera's right there. Do I need my sunglasses? No. And then I turned around and walked out without the camera. Idiot. And as I was driving through my neighborhood, I saw that there were a lot of limbs down and stuff. Ooh, look at here. Here's some urticaria. Some urticaria on this little tree. Oh, it's fresh and it's so big. So we found one fungus. Oh, and look at the bench right here. It's got elderberries all over it. The rain made the elderberries fall off this bush and onto the bench. So that will be yummy for birds. Birds will sit on the bench thinking, oh, I'm just going to sit on this bench and have a rest. And oh, look, there's yummy snacks. Speaking of yummy snacks, here's a log. And it's got orange mat caprinus. The orange mat is fuzzy on the ends. And there's a little mushroom sticking out. A little orange mat caprinus mushroom. All right, so, yeah, we're seeing some fungally goodness. Yeah. Rock on. What was that? I heard something move. I was actually going to pick up my new guitar today and do a show about, I don't know, something. Then I decided, no, we gotta go outside. We gotta go outside. So we're going outside. And I've been thinking, oh, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, don't be thinking. That's always dangerous for you. Yes,
Yes, it is. But I've been thinking maybe, I've been talking about this, so I've been thinking about it. Maybe I should build another cigar box guitar. Maybe a 3-string. Yeah. Because I've got cigar boxes. I don't have any necks, but I'm pretty sure I've got a couple of things I could use as a neck, but I'm thinking I might want to buy another neck from, you know, like CB Giddy or somewhere. I think that's where I bought my others. I can get somebody else to pay for guitar necks. So maybe I'll do that. All right, I'm walking through the cut here. We're going to take a look out here at the Mulhouse property, see if there's any dudes hanging out. Because it's that time of day when we tend to see interesting stuff. And of course, when I say that, I get out here to see absolutely nothing. Typical. This is exemplary of the radio show denial concept. Whenever I talk about something, ooh, maybe we'll find a blank today. We never find the blank, but we often find something else. The other day when we were walking out here, what was that, last week when it rained? Yeah, like last Wednesday. Well, we went out there and we saw turkeys. And then the next day we went out there and we saw deer when I was expecting turkeys. See how this works? All right, so here we are, back on the path, heading out towards the lake, the pond, the water, to the boardwalk. I see some white jellies on this log. That's nice. Nice, fresh, fresh white jellies. What's that smell? Interesting smells. What is that? I don't know. I'm approaching the sub pond. And I can see some dudes back there. What kind of dudes are they? Ducks. Ducky dudes. Oh yeah, look at all those log hanger outers. Yeah, look, we have, there's half a dozen. There's 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. There's at least a dozen ducks hanging out back there, sitting on logs, having a good time. There's a frog on a log. A lot of stuff on logs today. We got mushrooms on logs. We got frogs on logs. We've got ducks on logs. Who else likes to hang out on logs? Well, turtles, marmots, mother waterfowl. Geese will hang out on logs. Green herons like to hang out on logs. Blue herons will hang out on logs. Egrets will hang out on logs. So, what's your takeaway from all this? If you want to find cool stuff, look for logs. Alright, I'm on the boardwalk. Walking out over the water. Frog on a log. Hey, there's a frog on a log over there, too. What do you know? Frogs on logs. Who would have thought? All right. The sun is actually out now. All the clouds blew off, and the sun is setting, and just using the finger method, we got about an hour and a half before the sun sets. So the sun is low. It's not producing too much heat for me. That's good, because it's very humid. And as I look out, As I look out over the long water, guess who I see? Oh, there's some duckies over there too. You know, traffic is going by on Maple Street, also known as West Maple Road. And then about half of the frontage of the lake has got cattails growing. right up against the street. And who's by the cattails? Who's standing there? Two blue herons, about 40 meters apart. That's Big Bluey. The farthest one is Big Bluey. The closest one, I can't tell. It might be Black Cap Chappie. It might be that new guy, the slightly littler guy. And I can see the herons, big blue herons, but the cars driving by can't. Ha ha, I get to see awesome stuff, and you have to drive home from your wage slaving job to get your pay. And if you ever get annoyed, look at me, I'm self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day. Yeah, because I've been taking care of herons. Heron Haven, taking care of... Sorry. I apologize profusely. Hey, here's a frog on a log out here at the end of the boardwalk. Wow, I wish I would have brought a camera, because the sun is, you know, behind me. And it's lighting up those herons very nicely. They got that almost golden hour light shining on them. They're using this light angle to find fishies and give them a chomp. Because they're trying to chomp on fishies. Hey, there's some birds above me. Are they fighting or making love? I don't know. That was weird. Hey, and there's some big ripples in the water right over there. Is there a dude in the water? Or is that just some frog and fish action? This is the time at which fish like to eat. So obviously, if you're going to go fishing, this is a good time. No fishing allowed at Heron Haven. This is a nature preserve. We preserve things here. We do not kill things and eat things. All right, so I'm turning around. I'm waving bye-bye to my herons. Bye-bye, blue herons. Look at those guys just hanging out. It's like people hanging out at a bus stop. Except, you know, they're very tall birds. How tall are they? Oh, geez, Big Bluey, he's a meter and a half. And, well, Americans, you'll just have to do the metric conversion yourself if you don't already know. But Tobe, you're American? No, I'm not. I'm Nebraskan. There's a huge difference. And we live in an age where everybody self-identifies. How do you self-identify? I don't. How do you self-identify? How do you self-identify? I use my driver's license. When I need to identify, when somebody asks me for my identification, I give them my driver's license. That is how I self-identify.
That's typically American attitude.
I am not an American. I'm a Nebraskan. Hey, who's that over there? Oh, it's a little ducky on the log. Hi, ducky. All right, I'm leaving the boardwalk. Yeah, so I realize that seems strange, but think of it this way. I don't live in Omaha, Nebraska. I don't live in Omaha, America. I don't live in Omaha, United States. I live in Omaha, Nebraska. Nebraska is my state. It is the country that I live in. Who's back here? Nobody's back here. And that's why I wish instead of a driver's license, we had state passports. And then you could, you know, go to Canada or Mexico or France or wherever you want to go on your Nebraska passport. But, you know, that's a rant for another time. Walking back by the sub pond here, water level's a little high. I'm judging this by the turtle tunnels, or the muskrat tunnels that go under the land bridge. There's only about a 1-inch gap between the surface of the water and the top of the tunnels. Exciting. Fun for swimming dudes. And these tunnels that go under the land bridge, of course, empty out into the billabong. So turtles and fishies and frogs and scratties can all swim under the land bridge and go into the billabong. Other dudes, like ducks and geese, they just get out of the water and they walk over the land bridge. I'm standing on the land bridge now, looking down into the billabong, and yeah, it's kind of full. And I'm walking through webs. I don't have a web stick, but I don't really care. Walking into the back 40 and pulling my pants up, because they're about to fall down. This is good news. Wait, your pants are falling down and you consider this good news? Yes, because 3 months ago, my pants fit, and that's not good. Because I was buying my clothes way too large. Why? Well, this has to do with my strange allergic condition. Mastocytosis is your best entertainment value. So I can't wear tight clothes. I gotta wear very, very loose clothing. Wow, there's a lot of leaves down here and stuff. Huh. Okay, we're walking into the wall blind. So I buy clothes that are two sizes or more larger. And so when my clothes fit, I know I have gained weight. Alright, who's back here, if anybody? Who's back here in the billabong? I don't see anybody. No duckies. No scratties. There's just... Where the hell are all the dudes? This is supposed to be like the best dude time ever. It's almost golden hour. It has rained. There's nobody here. There probably hasn't been anybody here all day. And all we have found so far are two blue herons. Well, plus, you know, ducks and frogs. And that baby bun. Walking around Frog Harbor. Ooh, it's pretty high. Good water level. Good water level. Wait, what was that? I heard something. Oh, it's just a bird. Somebody was hopping around down in there. So yeah, my weight, my own personal mass, vacillates greatly. We've discussed this on an occasion. My weight swings about 10 pounds with the seasons. And over the winter, I get less exercise, I gain about 10 pounds. And then in the spring, I start losing it. By the time summer rolls around, I'm down 10 pounds. But for a while last year, I was on this medication. I can't remember what it's called now. Fatterol or fat aluminab. Oh, wait, before I go on, look at here. Here's some Mercury on this log that lines the path. There's some Caprinus behind there too. If I had my camera, that would be a two species in one shot photograph. So that's nice. So I was on this medication and it made me gain a lot of weight. And I was... I was up to like 15 and a half stone. Yeah, and I was shocked. You know, my pants barely fit. All my pants, which are like two sizes too big. You know, suddenly they fit and are a little bit tight. And I'm like, oh my God. And I get to the doctor and they weigh me. And I weighed 15 and a half stone. Yeah. October, are you being intentionally obtuse? Yes, I am. I'm just going to make an estimation here. What's 15 and a half stone in something you might know? Oh, that's about 100 kilograms. I think that's about 100 kilograms. All right, so I'm standing... standing on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond, and there's just some ducks out there, half a dozen ducks. I don't see any other dudes. But anyway, I got off that medication. We switched to something else. And I'm not kidding. You know, this spring, I was like, oh, why am I so heavy? Why is gravity affecting me more? Well, gravity's affecting me more because my mass has increased. But yeah, in the 3 months since then, boom, I have lost all that weight. You know, not doing anything, just being Tobe. I haven't been working out or having a special diet or anything. Nothing has changed except for that stupid medication. And I lost about 1.5 stone. At 10 kilos. And the Americans are getting mad. Well, we don't know what any of that means and blah, blah, blah. Hey, who's that up in that tree? Okay, I'm approaching the big blind, but I'm looking up above it. And I think there's a heron. Yeah, he just moved. There's a heron way up in that tree. So let's go into the blind and see if we can see him a little bit better. Oh my God, who's that? Oh, it's a kingfisher. There was a kingfisher on this log in front of the blind, and he saw him and he took off making noise because he was mad. Where are you at? Okay. Looking out of the blind, on the new log, somebody's sitting there. Oh, it is a duck. And there's a frog a meter away. And there's two other ducks swimming around. That kingfisher's still circling. I'm sort of looking around. Now, I'm looking back up into the trees. And I can't see. Oh, wait, no. Is that him? Yeah, there he is. Yeah, this is actually a worse angle. I cannot see that other blue heron quite as well. But he's in there. He's up there. He's hiding in the leaves. He's what? 10, 50, is he's like almost, is that 20 meters? Yeah, he's like 20 meters up into the tree. That's what, like 66 feet for Americans? Yeah, so I weigh 14 stone now. I'm happy about that. Because my pants are falling down again. Oh, this duck's looking at me. He's saying, who are you talking to? Because I got my head stuck and sticking out of the blind here. And he's like, who are you talking to? Oh, and over there in the delta, there's another ducky. It's a mallard over there. A male mallard. Probably a female over there somewhere too. They often travel in pairs. Looking back up. Hi, Mr. Blue Heron. So we got 3 blue herons out here today. Awesome. Plus lots of ducks. Water's very still. There's no wind. There's some ripples over here. These are big ripples though. Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. Hey, is a bug trying to eat me? A bug is trying... Hey, that's rude. Some bug is trying to eat me. So I'm telling him, don't do it. All right. I'm getting kind of hot standing still here. And there's not much going on. So I'm going to turn around, keep moving. Yeah, it's a little cooler right here just because the sun isn't quite on me as much and I can move and give myself some apparent wind. Moving through the air. I am air-cooled. Air-cooled Tobe. Ooh. I didn't see this as we walked up. Oh, that's because I was looking at the blue heron. As I turn around, I can see him better now up in the tree. But I didn't see this log. There's some stuff growing on this log, some fungus. And on this log, too, especially on the end. What is it? We don't know, because it's so little. Jeez, I hope we can come back here tomorrow. Maybe that will be grown out some more. Yeah, I'm enjoying this greatly. See, there's some white stuff. Here's some stuff on this log hidden back here under these plants. Look at, I don't even know what that stuff is. It's so little. It's just little tiny dots of white stuff. Little pins. Little baby mushrooms are gonna grow up and be bigger mushrooms. Yay. Yeah, look at this. There's stuff on these logs too. Awesome. All right, so this is good. This is good. Two things I realized today. One, school is back in session. That means I can't drive I can't drive north on my street during school hours because it becomes one way. And that's good because that means kids are in school when I'm trying to go to Heron Haven and see dudes, so we don't have kids running around in here screaming. And I forgot what the other thing I realized today was. What was I just going to tell you? I have no idea. No idea. Oh yeah, I remember. Here we are in the last week of August. The waning days of August. And that means, oh wait, yeah, look, here's interesting black fuzz growing on this log. That's fungus. That's gonna be something good. That means the autumn mushroom season is approaching. There are lots of fun mushrooms that grow during the autumn or fall season. Some that you might know are like maitake. Maitake is a very prized mushroom. Maitake is the Japanese name for it. I don't know what it's called in English. It's something stupid though, like something of the woods. It's not hen of the woods. It's not chicken of the woods. That's a different mushroom, but it's, I can't remember, and I don't remember the Latin name. Is it something like Grifola frondosa? But that can't be right. Although I'm probably kind of close. And you can find maitake growing on stumps, tree stumps. It's delicious. You can sell it for a lot. You can do whatever you want with it. All right, I'm crossing over the land bridge, kind of taking my time, and I wanted to speed up to see, you know, we've only got a minute left. I want to look back out over the Mulhall's property to see if there's any dudes back there, because we haven't seen any dudes. Well, except for the bun and all the ducks and frogs and the three blue herons who are our friends. Are we going to see any mammals today? Well, other than the bun, he's a lagomorph. I'm walking through the cut, looking out over the Mulhall's property, and once again, I am seeing nothing. There's nobody out here. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I'm going to turn around and go home. I think I'm going to have some iced tea and watch TV. So, bye-bye, kids.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the...